Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. 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 Shalom, family. Welcome once again. I'm your brother, Ariel, coming by the way of Kol Elohim, bringing you elite culture, Hebrew culture, that is, from Beth Yahweh Congregation out of Baltimore, Maryland. Once again, I'm your brother, Ariel, bringing you another segment into what is evil, and this is what is evil for. So we'll be going through some scriptures and going through some things tonight. And there's a lot in my mind right now. There's a lot in my mind, and hopefully by the time we get to the lesson, I would have calmed my mind down and settled it and put it in the right place. But there's a lot. So I want to open up with a prayer, say the benediction, and calm my mind. Shabbat shalom. Shalom, 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 Abba Yah. Thank you, Abba Yah, once again for bringing us to the door of the Shabbat. Thank you for our health, our strength. Thank you, Father, for our sound minds, Father. Father, I ask and pray for our Ema, Father, that you continue to bless her and keep her, Father, that you be healing wings to her, Abba Yah, that you be, continue to be healing wings to her and anybody else, Father Yah, that needs you, Father, in any kind of way, Abba Yah. You said that you will be that whatever you need them to be, Father. Aya Asha, I'll be that where I will be. So, Abba, I'm asking you, whatever they need, Abba Yah, whatever your will is for them, Father, that it be done, Father. Yahushua's holy and precious name we pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Shabbat as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom once again, family. I'm your brother, Ariel, once again, and again, like I said, there's a lot on my mind, and prayerfully, hopefully, I can get out the way, and Abba Yah can bring forth his lesson. But as always, and what we've been going through is here for the last 4 weeks, but this is actually six-week installment. It's actually my 5th week. Next week will be my 6th week and final week, but we got to pray to Abba Yah Allah once we get there first and foremost, right? Amen? But it was a lot that was in my mind this week, a lot of questions, a lot of talking, a lot of meditation, a lot of going on. And it is the queen, Elizabeth died. And I'm sorry. That was the thing that was freshly on my mind. For me, she's Elizabeth. The world may call her Queen Elizabeth, but she's not my queen. And wherever I be wrong or in selfish in any type of way, or left or the right, I pray and ask Abba Yah that he always correct me and bring me back, that I fall in his hands instead of the hands of man, right? I fall in his judgment instead of the judgments of man, because with him is mercy. But for me, hey, it was no big deal. It was no big deal that she passed away. And I do know what the scripture says. He takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Yes, and neither do I. But I will not be on here or giving her honor and praise in any type of way for doing absolutely nothing. In fact, she was more of an enemy to Israel than anything. So in the sight that Abba Yah gave me, I won't give her honor or praise. Not at all. Not. And if others choose to give her honor and praise, that's up to them. I'm like my father David, I hate them that hate you with a perfect hatred. Right? And yes, I know, but again, like I said, it's hot. Sometimes you wish Abba Yah to just open people's minds and bam, and you could put that right there. You put it right there, and here, see, look, it's not what you think it is. It's not. is not what you think it is. It's just not. And one of the thoughts that he gave me earlier, as in my meditation, and I like to share these thoughts because I believe they're deep thoughts. And when I get into this mind and I be going back and forth and turning things over and arguing and fussing, in this mind right here, in this mind, my mind, I'm arguing and fussing and hearing the thoughts of others, and even if I'm arguing and fussing with others, towards, I always go back and replay in my mind and sit and I think. But one of the thoughts that Abba Yah gave me, and travel with me if you can, travel with me, because it seemed kind of odd last week, if you have been following, if not, we're going to talk about it, that we were talking about what is evil, how first one, second one, and hit the third one, we're talking about is Abba justified in what he did to those before the flood, right? And even me, who we're giving a lesson to, right, and learning as we all are learning at the same time, whenever Abba Yah speaks to any of his mores or morals, his male or female teachers, we all learn. Even the teachers are learning at the same time. And I thought that was kind of odd that Abba jumped out of what is evil and we over here to, was he justified? How, what in the world does that have to do with what is evil? But next week, if you tune in, Abba Yah answered that. He gave me the answer yesterday as I was able to sit down. Matter of fact, was it yesterday? It was Wednesday. I was able to sit down and get into it and gave me the answer. How was that interjected, or why was that interjected? And nothing happens by chance with Abba. When I say nothing happens by chance with Abba, nothing happens by chance. Especially if you're sitting here and you're doing one of his lessons, you have a job to do for him. It may seem out of the ordinary to us, but it's not out of the ordinary to his plans. And as the world believes that Hillel is running around, and prayerfully we are listening to Morey Yaka'el, Rabbi Yaka'el's lesson, who is Satan, that he's running around and orchestrating things. No. We're going to learn. It's not him at all. But trust and believe, family, that was interjected last week for a reason. And Abba Yah will show the reason next week. If you get a chance, go back and listen to it. Go back and listen. Nothing happens by chance. Nothing. And we here in the flesh, we forget that at times. We forget that it's Yahweh that's guiding everything in this world. It's Yahweh. If his word talked about it, and hundreds of thousands of years later, mankind kind of happened to do it, he already knew what mankind was going to do. I want all these people to die, but I know the heart and the thoughts of man. I know where he's going. It's just like when we read in the scriptures, we talk about in Pharaoh's heart, and Yahweh's heart and Pharaoh's heart. No, he understood what type of man Pharaoh was. And at the end of the day, Pharaoh will come to him, to the mountain, and say, why did I let these people go? Let me go behind them. I should let me go kill them. That was the heart and mind of Pharaoh. But he's been saying it all along. If you ever read through the story of Exodus with Shemot, and he, Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart. And Yahweh hardened Pharaoh's heart. I know, understand Pharaoh's heart. You understand who Pharaoh is. But the thought that he gave me, and going back to Noah, right, and go with me, family. Go with me in understanding karma, life and death, and judgment of Yahweh. Put yourself in Noah's shoes for a moment, in Noah's shoes. Put yourself in all you hear is screaming. 5, 10, 100, 200, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, 500,000, scream. Put yourself when it started raining for 40 days, probably flooded way before 40 days, right? But put yourself in Noah's shoes behind that in the humanity part. And I guarantee, because for me, if you hear all that screaming and pounding on that ark and trying to break in whatever, but you hear nothing but screams, put yourself in Noah's shoes. And how would it have affected you? Abba did anyway. Was Abba justified? But we got that answer. But now we want to see just the humane part of it when we're looking at Noah. We know and understand that Yahweh had to shut the door. We know Noah probably would have let people in or try to open it up. You imagine yourself there and hearing all these screams, children, family members, all that. Family members screaming and pounding, calling your name, open, begging, pleading. How would that have affected you? But all along, it will. All along is Yahweh's will to cleanse the earth of the evil. See, a lot of times we remove ourselves from the pure evilness of things and we compromise. Trust me, from experience, compromising will bite you in the rear end. Trust me. Compromising Yahweh's word will bite you in the rear end. For family members, for close ones, for friends, in the rear end. Do what doth saith Yahweh, if he asks you to do it. Do what doth saith Yahweh. Because it ain't like, as the conversation I had about Elizabeth, earlier, she lived 96 years. Not one time did I hear that she was a believer in Yahweh or Yahushua. Not one time. Not that saying she wasn't, but I know that she wasn't. She had a chance. And that's one thing that Abba gives us all. He gives every human being a chance to serve him. Not just a chance, a choice. I said, what before you? Fire and water. Life and death. Choose life. Period, right? Noah taught for how many years? They laughed and joked at Noah for what? For how many years? They partied and bulljived for how many years? They YOLO for how many years? They did with thy will for how many years? 120 years. They didn't even try to sit and understand. First of all, they thought Noah was crazy. It's going to do what? Hold up. What's that? What's rain? The stuff that the water, you mean, going to come from the sky? No, Noah, you're crazy. They mocked them for 120 years. They mocked them. No different than what mankind doing today. They mocking the believers. They mocking Yahweh. As Samuel went to Yahweh, and they coming against me. And Yahweh had to tell him, hey, it ain't you they coming against. It's me they coming against. But again, we compromise at times. We compromise and we'll bite you. Don't compromise, because we're going to learn what evil is next week. We're going to learn what the world perceives as evil. not what the believer perceives as evil, but the world perceives as evil. We're going to learn that. Now we're willing. Now we're willing, we make it. But again, like we talked about, how off was last week's lesson when we coming from the evilness of man, what man evil is, right? Then he took us into Enoch, how the angels was a part of the bringing more evil, corrupting more of the of man's mind. They were a part of that too. Just as the disobedient corrupted man's mind, also the angels, the secret that was taught to man, corrupted their mind. After the fall of Adam, we became a sinful nature. We was born with sinful nature, with a sinful nature. But out of the blue, was Abba justified? Was he justified? Another thought that he gave me this week. Listen, this one was a real good one that I thought. And the guy was saying, he tried to boil it out, but I understood what he was saying, that we are the weapons. And then he was a prepper. You can go get the guns all you want. You can go get, stack your house with all the food. You could do all that. You could be ready in every way. But if you, the weapon, ain't ready, all what you have is nothing. If you, the weapon, everything else is a tool that's added to the weapon. Right? And I understood it from a spiritual standpoint, because we, the scripture said, we are Yahweh's battle axe. We are the ones that he said, wake up, tear down. We are that one, that battle axe. But if the tools that he gave us, we don't know how to work them, means nothing to us. And the first tool is faith. We don't know how to work that faith. It will mean absolutely nothing to us. I don't care if we the best marksman, if we the greatest martial artist, if we got grenades, rocket launchers, all that. In a compound that's fortified, faith ain't right. You have nothing. And not just any old faith. Faith in the Most High. Faith in the ability that the Most High gave you. So we got to home tune those skills or those tools that he gave us. Yes, we should be going to the ranges. Yes, we should be learning these things. Yes, we should be stacking and piling up. All these things are good. In fact, he tells us to consider the ant. So study the ant. Watch the ant. See how the ant moves. Ant prepared for hard times. But he said, put on the whole armor. And without that armor, everything else is nothing. Everything else is not a physical armor. We just read in the book of Maccabees where an elder jumped off a cliff and killed a whole platoon. A whole platoon with just a sword. Slid up on the elephant. The scripture says he cut the elephant and killed their whole platoon. We didn't read how in the book of Maccabees how they went to war with no weapons. Against, at that time, I believe it was the Romans that they was fighting. The Romans or the Greeks. Either way, at that moment, at that time, they was the greatest military on the earth. And a group of brothers with nothing. One brother was a leader, Judah Maccabee. He gave a speech to them brothers. He filled that fire. He filled that faith in them. And them brothers ran, fought, and overcame the enemy without not one sword in the hand, not one shield. Everything else was invisible. It was invisible. The enemy could not see that face. The enemy can't understand. It said they put them asunder. They ran. Now you today, Judah Maccabee, I believe you have a hard time talking to some brothers trying to get them to go up against the army. That's nothing. That's nothing. That got the I'm gonna put myself in that category too, family. That face right there. Woo wee. Hey, I'm trying to tell you something. For a brother, Brother Yaquiel, got us talking. We're going up against this army. We ain't got no weapons. Brother Yaquiel will have to do us like Elisha did his servant. Open thou eyes, Abba, so they can see. It's more with us than against us. But that's what we're fighting with. Because we're so attached to this world, we don't see it. And those blinders, that glass that we look through gloomy right now, we don't see it because we're so attached. So we have to pray. It's like Elisha. Yaquiel had to pray, remove that blinder so they can see the angels sitting on horses with swords drawn. So Judah Maccabee and his brothers, they can run into war because they was already met. The enemy was met before they got there. Because of the faith, though. How would y'all say, go ahead and, hey, go down and help y'all brothers out. You see that faith them brothers got? Go help y'all brothers. Them, meet them in battle. And so on 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 and so on. We know the story of Dawid. How you gonna tell somebody you gonna cut their head off? You ain't even got a sword. Nothing in your hand but a slingshot. That ain't got to be a strong person to be able to shoot a slingshot and cut somebody's head off. But we know the story of Ezekiel in the spirit. Knew the outcome before the battle even took place. Before the battle even took place. We talking about some faith. We talking about some faith beyond of what we see here in these days and times. Mankind ain't seeing that type of faith. But they will. They will after Yahweh finished with his sons and daughters. Because if he did it for them and they activated the faith like that, so can we. So can we. He gave them the same spirit he gave us, if you believe it or not. So you can tell a king, hey, king, no, we're not bowing down to, you know, and when flutes, all this stuff going on, music, oh, no, we're not bowing down. And you know what? I know you're going to throw us in the fire with friends. I saw you do it before. I done heard the screams and hollers. You didn't burn people up in there. You know what I'm saying? You used to doing that, King. But you know what, King? Don't even forgive me how I talk to you. I'm letting you know right now, the mighty one I serve is able to free us. Able to save us. But you know what, though, King? If it don't, that's all right with me, too. That's all right with me. No, that's all right with us, too, King. And we know the scripture that said that the king got mad. Turn it up. Hotter than it ever been before. So hot that the men that took him up there, they died. Been in 100-degree heat before and felt that. It said it was 10 times hotter than that. Close to some heat that it burned you and you ain't even touch it. That's what type of heat we talking about. But they was like cool popsicles walking up in there. The heat ran from them. What the scriptures say? Old king, old wannabe king, that is, went down there and looked in there. Oh, hold up. We see three men in there. How do I see four? Son of Elohim. That's Yahushua was up in there and that fire with you. Told Israel that though. If we know the stories, we know where to look. He told Israel scenario. There you go again, stretching the truth, stretching things. All right, well, let me break it down for you. What does the scripture call Egypt? The fiery furnace, right? It does not the scripture call Egypt the fiery furnace. It does. Matter of fact, if we want, we can get one of the brothers to text it out and put it on the line. And he told Jacob, the children, father of Israel, whose name God changed to Israel, go ahead down to Mitzrayim. Go ahead down to Egypt. There, I'm going to be with you. Told Israel about that. He told them in the physical, he had to show it also in the spirit. He did both for them. I'm down there. No, matter, it was in the spirit, and then he showed them in the physical. Because they didn't understand he was down in Egypt before. We don't understand that he's down here right now. You got to come to that face, though. Like the three Hebrew boys. Because he said he'd be in that fiery furnace with us. So he had to show and prove. He had to show us that. Just don't compromise his word. To stand on his word. I'm sorry, fam. Am I still on here? I'm going to make sure I'm still. Yeah, I'm still on. Yeah. I didn't get no text, huh? That's good. Let me get, the lesson ain't that long tonight, fam. The lesson ain't that long. And I guess that's why I was not able to talk and the certain situations arise in our lives. That's why I use that. It's like the adversary says that, he'd be able to use every crisis. Torah, hallelujah, Torah, Aki. He will use every crisis. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell y'all. But just kidding, I'm not gonna tell y'all. That was for me. Hallelujah. But Abiyah used everything. He used everything we go through. All right, especially for the Morays. We Morays and Morazza. We gotta pay attention to that. Good. I can use that situation that he went through earlier. That's all right. I'll be able to use that when he's asked to sit down and talk. And not just for Moraes and Morales, right? It's for every believer. He uses every situation to teach. Every situation in our lives he uses to teach, whether good or bad. He does that. And you know what? It's all for his good. It's all for his good. It's all for his glory. That's what it's for. All for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, my brother, I had to call my brother the other day, my brother Shabbat, he thought that he was over-emotional, or not, I wouldn't say over-emotional, that he didn't want the people to think that he was ranting, right? Called him, let him know, brother, you weren't ranting. I would use that. And furthermore, to come to understanding, you don't think Yahushua did that? You don't think the prophets did that? We remove reality from the scriptures. The scripture is reality. The word of Yahweh is the real. This, what we're living in, is not reality. All orchestrated by Abba Yah. So when Yahushua told the Talmudim, the apostles, how long should I be with you? And he went in on them. You of little faith. He got upset with them. He used to say here that we got that tongue lashing. Well, you don't think I would do that? Why are we removing the reality of the scriptures from our lives? It encompasses everything about our lives. And you know what? I'm going to use it. Selma Dean's many a time because of their unbelief. They're not understanding. You was around, and you sitting there at that time, you're like, oh, man, he giving them a tongue lashing. He came down on them. What do we really believe the word of Yahweh is? What do we really believe it is, but not real life? Everything with Abba is common, just like Moray or Rabbi Yaakov Al going through the book of Ecclesiastes. And why would a believer or unbeliever believe that that's the party pooper? Why would they believe the book of Ecclesiastes is the party pooper? Why would they write that? They don't understand. They don't understand that Yahweh uses real life situations to teach us. Real life situations so we can learn. He uses that all the time. And he gave Shlomo, or Brother Solomon, a whole lot of life experiences. And at the end of Shlomo's life, or near, I don't know if it was the end, but at the end of all the experiences that he's been through, he had to sit down and write about it. He had to come like, my goodness, and start writing real life things. One day, you may hate that brother. You may feel like you hate that brother. And it's a time for that. One day you may feel like you love that brother with all your heart. You know, one day you may just feel like crying. That's a day for that. One day you just may feel so happy and excited. It's a day for that. Because the real life situations that we all been through. Feel like we just so happy and nobody can knock us off. And then the next day, we get so mad, so angry, like me. Israel and believers do not equate that with learning the word of Yahweh. We don't equate that with learning the word of Yahweh. You know why? Because we believe the word of Yahweh is just in the book. We truly don't understand that the word of Yahweh is alive. It lives. It lives. And the revelation, again, that Yahweh gave Rabbi Shabbat, that we are in biblical times, we don't believe that either. Wholeheartedly. Or it's not at the forefront of our minds. We don't walk outside and believe that we are in biblical times. That means the word is still going. The word is still living. The word is still doing. Things are still being accomplished within the word. But we don't believe that. You know what? When Yahushua come back, that's when biblical times won't be. No. We are in the word of Yahweh as we speak. And we'll be in it tomorrow too. If Yahweh allow us to open our eyes. And next year too. Until Yahushua come back. Think about that. Just think about that. Toda Aki. Toda. Toda. Hallelujah. Toda. I'm not saying, let me get that scripture that brother just sent. He just sent it. About the fiery furnace. Brother Baruch. Amen. And that is in Deuteronomy 4:20, about this one. Matter of fact, I'll read it for y'all. Deuteronomy 4:20. But you are Yahweh's people because he rescued you from Egypt, that fiery furnace. So y'all see that? That's word. Jacob, go ahead down to Egypt. He's with you. What? Deuteronomy, I told you I was going to be with you. And I told you I was going to rescue you. I brought you up and out of that fiery furnace. So, all right, I have to show y'all again, three Hebrew boys in there. As the other brother brought out, Moray, Yaakov, that's Israel in those three stages that Yahushua going to be with them. is fiery furnace. Because if we believe it or not, the whole world is the fiery furnace. Every step of the way. Every step of the way, he's going to be there with us until he comes back. Until he comes back. All right, friend, I'm going to talk. As long as Abba had me talking, I'm going to talk. But I want to get into this lesson, and we're going to go to Psalms 51 and say, what is evil for? Psalms 51. 51:5, and this has been the mantra since we started. Behold, I was born in iniquity, in sin my mother conceived me. And this is both these scriptures Abba had me use again and again and again. And this is Bereshit for Genesis 6:5. Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Imagination of the thoughts of man's heart was continually only evil. We didn't been through that. We didn't understood that. We come to understand that our mind, all it think is evil. All it think is something contrary to the Most High. Something contrary to the Most High. And another thought. Another thought, man. I'm forgive me for all these thoughts, but they were there. And that thought was about the wicked. Do you cry or would you cry over those who you know hated Yahweh? Do you feel for them? Know that they hated Yahweh. Hated them. When judgment is brought upon them. How you feel about that? Yahweh's judgment come upon the wicked. And this will show us how attached we are to the world. How you feel about that when Abba Yah come down and it does not matter, women, old people, young people, children, babies. How you feel about that? When that judgment come down and he say, kill everything. I mean, it just sounds like random thoughts, but the time won't come. It would have came when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, when he said, follow that cloud by day. It was a cloud, I didn't cover that. One of my, it'll lose me, forgive me. But the point was, he said, do not disobey this angel, because it will not care if it kill old, young, babies, female, male. It will not care. Do not disobey him. Do we know and understand that there are those in the army of Yahweh that will do and kill anybody disobey him? Disobeyment? But we know Yahweh is merciful because he wants us to turn. He's giving mankind a time to repent. But when his judgment goes out, how do you feel about that? When his judgment goes out, are we going to feel in our heart, and that's a good question, to be honest with you. As the more we're sitting here, I'm learning too. That is a good question. How we are going to feel about it. Knowing that these people are enemies to Yahweh. In Yahweh's mind, right? They're enemies. We're going to read that scripture tonight. The carnal mind is enmity to Yahweh and cannot be subject to him. We're going to read that tonight. We'll read out the King James, matter of fact. But to Yahweh's enemies, and Yahweh dealing with his enemies, as believers, honestly, how we feel about it? I mean, that question was never asked to me, right? Until tonight, Abba Yah asked me. I never even gave it a thought, right? But it also shows how connected it is. I'm to this world. Abba Yah coming back and getting rid of all sin because he don't want what happened the first time happen again. And that's something for us to think about. Because we live in this world, and we're around people each and every day, and a lot of people is near and dear to us. We have great conversations with them. We have great friendships with them. But at that moment, I hope and pray that prayerfully I'll change that the twinkling of an eye when he come back, that his spirit overrides that, not the humanity part, but the feeling sorry for those who disobey Yahweh. That's natural. I don't think it's not natural. You know, you got loved ones, those who you care about, and they're not making it in the kingdom. But again, they all have a choice if they want to make it in that kingdom or not. Every living soul on the planet has a choice. And right now, we're taking the time or taking the opportunity to choose Yahweh. But you know what? I used to say stuff like that. I used to say, you know what, I didn't wait when they come in and Abba Yah show them. But when you start really thinking about the humanity part of it, or that, yeah, you know what, though? Yahweh going to kill it with you. And you know Yahweh don't play. He's not like man. He created man. You know, we read the stories. When we read that next week, he going to go through a lot. He tell Israel, hear my word, because it's going to come to pass. Whatever I say, said, but we know he talking about the world and the world system. Oh, I want to talk about it so bad. Oh, it's burning me. I had to talk to Rabbi, and I talked to Brother Harwell. I had to tell him, because it was in me. I want to tell what is evil. We gotta wait the next week. God willing. But I can say this. He said, Israel, shema my word. Listen very closely and take heed to it, because it will come to pass. As believers, right? And we see Yahweh's word come to pass. How much do we believe? Or does our cognitive dissonance get in the way of what Yahweh said is going to come to pass? Just like the people in Noah's time, in Noah's time. 40 years went by, ain't nothing happened. 45, 50 years, 60 years went by. They didn't have children, been getting married, partying. Everything, 70 years, 80 years. Boy, and all they see is this thing getting bigger and bigger. This boat is this man building something that we don't even know. Never heard of it. All we see is this boat getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We didn't have child after child, got married, got the boys, then party, went to work, came home. We done did all these things. And 100 years then went by. All of a sudden, animals start coming. How in the world know I get these animals to come? They walk in two by two, the unclean ones. At that time, they might have known what was clean and what was unclean. They might have enough, and they might not. Right now, I don't know. But if we want that answer, I'll give it to him. But seven females and seven males? What do you know I got that even putting this type of trance on the animals that they walking up in this big old box that he got up there said it was a boat that's waiting for some rain to come down. But you may say at that moment, you know what, I'm going to start paying attention to what Noah said, because I know right there that's strange. Animals just 2x2 and 7x7, male and female, they unified. Donkeys, all the cows, all the cats, all the dogs, even things getting in the ark. Everybody just walking in line, and they coming from all over the place. I have never seen it. And now, mind, you know what? I'm going to start paying attention to Noah. No, we wouldn't. Look at all the calamities and all the evil that's going on around us now, and we ain't paying attention to Abba Yah. We ain't paying attention. We still partying. We still getting married. We still bull diving. We still loving life. And you know what? We've been outside when the rain starts coming down and a couple drops starting hitting. And everybody's starting. Can you imagine that? Can you see that? You outside and it never rained before, and everybody start looking around like, what's that? And they think of that. And they start coming down so hard. And then that's when panic sets in. And that's when, oh, that man was telling the truth all those years. You know what? We getting up in there. By hook or crook, we getting up in there. Right? What did Abba do? He closed the door to salvation to mankind. As believers, as those that say we study the word, that we have a relationship with the Most High, do we believe that that's going to happen again? That the door of salvation is going to be closed, not by Noah, because he couldn't close the door. Yahweh closed the door. Do we believe that the door of salvation is going to be closed again, humanity? And how you feel about that? How you feel about Yahweh closing the door on humanity? I tell you what, Abba Yah don't want us to be careless. I mean, to have callousness in our spirit. He wants us to feel for our brothers and sisters. So that's why we teach. That's why we talk to them. That's why we tell them. Whether they hear or forget. But at that moment, his judgment coming out, we better be on Yahweh's side. We better understand that his judgment is righteous and not unjust. And not unjust. Because we don't want to hear, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Hold up, Abba Yah. I done did this in your name. I done did that. I done preached in your name all these years. I done did so much in your name. Yes, you did, but you doubted my judgment. Fair or not, you doubted that if it was righteous or not. You doubted my judgment. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. Where you're wrong. How you feel about it? Never thought that Abba Yah gave me this week. I did get a chance to talk to Daniel about this, though. Moray Daniel. And the thought was, am I beneficial to your life? And that's Yahweh that is, not me. Is Yahweh beneficial to your life? We on a job. And you know what? We want to get something. We do this overtime. We see the benefits. We see how that overtime, that extra 4 to 5 hours we did was a benefit to our check. Do we see the benefit in serving now? Is there a benefit to that? And these are all the thoughts that you can give me all week long. Talking to them all week long. So, you know, I got to share the thoughts. I'm sorry, because I didn't get into this lesson yet, but we don't get into it. We don't get into it. But it's obviously beneficial to you. You believe that? Like going to the doctor because something's wrong with it. You see, going to the doctor is a benefit. And there's a multitude of things you see in his life that's a benefit. Is y'all, Abba Yah, a benefit to you? And that was the thought he gave you. Am I a benefit to your life? Yes, he is. What I wanted to say was, yes, he is, but, you know, but it came out a little different. But yes, yes. And it ain't like he wanted you to give a just simple yes. He wanted you to comb your own life. He wanted you, he wanted me, matter of fact, but it was me, it's going out to everybody. To comb your own life. Look at your own life and see where he's a benefit to your life. Will always be going through the emotions of being a believer. And at the end, that's going to tell too. If we just going to through the emotions of being a believer, that's going to tell on us. Just like compromising going to tell on us. Right? But again, Abba Yah will allow that to teach you, to teach us. I cannot exclude myself. To teach us. If we going through the motions, we better not. We better off not. If this thing ain't real to you, and you just showing up, thinking you getting perfect attendance, and a star going to be put on the top of your report card at the end of the day, because yes, there is a report card that's going to be given out at the end of the day. You understand what I'm saying? I believe Murray Yakel brought that out last week. How, or was it Murray Harvell? How every human being have a book being written on. And then you know what? He ain't gonna go at the end of the day. You know what, Brother Aviyah? You had perfect attendance. You showed up every week, every Shabbat, everything you came to. Let me put this star on the top of your name. Woo, you was eight. How many people remember the O.J. song, right? Your body's here with me, but your mind's on the other side of town. You're messing me around. Y'all remember that, right? I mean, if you look younger than 30, you might not remember that. You might not have ever heard that. But because you showed up every week, you may be in my presence, but your mind is far from me. Scripture says that too. Their lips are here with me, but their hearts are far from me. Far from me. You get a big old, not a star. You get a denied. At the top of your report card at the end of the day. Yeah, hallelujah, I keep. But Robbie said, I remember that. True song, right? Spiritual. We never see it like that. But that's scripture. We just thought it. They speak it with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, right? Brother Baruch said he did too. I was going to remember too at the end of the day. Sitting there in my presence, but your mind way across the street. You thinking about something else. You thinking about your other lover, because that's what the song was about, right? The song was about her other lover. She is in the presence of him, her husband. Her mind was always across the street on her other lover. We do that too. We do that too. We do. And that's the long suffering of Abba Yah. Because he knows he can look past all that. He can look past all that. All right, I'm going to go through these scriptures, family. I'm going to stop talking. But if Abba Yah brings something back, we're going to talk again. I learned that from a rabbi. Learned that. Spirit moves on them, moves on me. Same spirit. Remember, sitting especially Rabbi Gershon and Daniel, they have a lesson, but Abba Yah just want to talk sometimes. He a father. Remember, We've been read them many times in the Proverbs and through Solomon, and they come sit down here, son, and let me talk to you. Sometimes he just want to talk to us. Plainly, practical, as Brother Yahweh, Moray Yahweh would say. He just want to explain it in the most simplest terms so we can get it and understand it. But if you notice, everything we talked about tonight was still book, chapter, and verse. Even that song, the thought of that song, was book and chapter. But no one else's hearts are far from him. I think we're sitting in the presence of his children, in the presence of everybody else, but we know where your heart is at. Long for 420 years. And you know what? If one of them had the sense to say at that 119th year and 300, I'm going to say, is 59 days, Abba Yah, forgive me. Sorry. Door would have opened to me. You talking crazy now. Brother Ariel, you talking crazy. Emma, is that not word? You remember the thief on the tree, right? Remember the thief on the tree. But ain't nobody have the common sense enough to say at that moment, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm sorry. Repent. They didn't do that. They cried and they wallowed. That's why Yahushua said there will be a gnashing of teeth. A great lamentation. Had the mindset to say, forgive me. At the 119th and 359 days, the door of the ark would have opened up to him. But it had to be sincere. It had to be true repentance. You can say it all you want and now don't mean it. Just like the thief meant what he said. He meant it. We know the story of Ananias and Sapphira. They lied. Time they was giving their lives to Yahushua. They were following the apostles. At a part of their life, they didn't want to give 100% of their life. Understand that. He wasn't mad that it wouldn't have been mad if they would have kept. But you know what, though? Depending on what I have. Hallelujah. Take this 50% of what I have. I'm going to go ahead and keep the rest of this. But I'm going to give you 50%. That would have been fine for Abba Yah. But you know what they did? They lied. They lied to a servant of Yahweh. Not just to the servant of Yahweh. He said to the Holy Spirit. Right? That's what they lied to. But they had every right to give 2% of their belongings. But they thought the need to lie. And Abba took their lives for lying. Not for holding back half of their goods or holding back. He took their lives for lying. So again, it's up to us to what we want to give or what the scripture says. Scripture says, at what measure you meet, the measure will be met to you. Right? I believe that's in what Matthew. Now, as one in the gospel. In other words, what you give me, is back to you. What Yahushua said. What are you pulling into me? What I'm going to pull back into you. Take time and give to Yahweh. Give to Yahweh his time. In meditation, no, you ain't got to pick up the book every, you should pick up the book each and every day. You should, because you will still learn. But in your meditation, in your talking, in your prayer, don't be consumed by this world. Because this world will consume you. It is designed for that. It is designed to distract you from the word of Yahweh. then guess what? Guess who orchestrated it? Guess who allowing this world to distract you? Right? Guess. Abba. Yahweh. For those who don't know, the mighty one, the most high, who those who may not know who Yahweh is, he's allowing this world to distract you, to see how diligent we're going to be about what we say. What we say we believe in, what we put our hand to. So, all right, they said it. You got to get tested now. You got to prove, show and prove yourself now. You want to walk this walk? All right. That's cool. No different than a parent watching their kid try to walk for the first time. We all did that. We saw it. Those who have kids. You know, you that parent, and you if you ever babysit kids or whatever, if not, I'm gonna tell you. The child will be in there and they're just starting to pull themselves up on things and they'll fall back down. You'll see them crawling, but after a while, they're tired of crawling, so they want to walk. And as parents, we may not want our child to fall, but you know what? We know that they have to fall. And Yahweh just gave me that. We don't want our babies to fall and hurt themselves, but we know that they have to fall. Abba gave us that, right? We know we sitting there, we watching, we peeking behind the door. We not letting them see us because we don't want to distract them in what they trying to do. We want them to get up. We want them to stand on them little legs and so those legs can be strong. Right? So we peeking behind the door hoping they don't see us. They boom, fall down on the butt. Only when they fall and hurt themselves, the parent running. But boom, they fall down on their butt. You sit, then you watch again. You see them crawl up. You see them stand up. And if you ain't paying attention, next thing you know, that baby running across the floor. You ain't even know what in the world. Don't pay attention, but that, you know, the parents pay attention. They said, what? No. Before they was able to walk, they fell a lot. But he kept getting up. She kept getting up. Because I wouldn't go over there and help them up. Because I needed them to be strong because I want them to walk. No different than us. I know you're going to fail. I know you're going to fall. I know you're going to sin. I know you're going to do something against my word. That's all right. Life's going to teach you. I know it's going to teach you. I'm going to sit back in the gap, and I'm going to be peeking because I really want you to get up and learn. And sometimes that's probably, and it's a different kids. The one child, they fell a couple of times. All the child fell, and they cried. You had to come from behind that door. You had to pick them up. So it took that child a little longer to walk than the other child to walk. For those who was multiple child children. Took them a little longer to walk than the other baby. Took them a little longer to talk. Because with this child, you talk goo-goo gaga all the time. The world is there to distract us. Abba Yah allowed the word to teach us. So he sit back in the cut and watch. He sit back in the cut and watch. What you going to do? What you going to do? All you got to do is get up. Get back on that straight and narrow. Repent. Turn back to me. Oh, my God. They're going the wrong way. They're going the wrong way. No. No. You know what? Move. Go get them. I can't. Because if I go get them, they're not going to learn. They got the first turn themselves back to me. And if they just start to look back towards me, I'm running towards them. Is that scripture or is it not? Yes, that's scripture. For those who don't know, for those who the Ruach is running through them right now and they're listening, the Ruach took them to the prodigal son. It isn't until the prodigal son came to his senses and said, you know what? Down here in the mud, chilling out with the pigs, eating better than me, I'm going back to my father's house. For those who don't know the prodigal son story, young man came to his father and asked his father for his inheritance before his father died. He said, Father, I want my inheritance now. You know what? I need my bag right now. But you know, I can't wait till you die. I want to live my life. I want to enjoy this world. I want to go out and see what the world has to offer. I don't want to have to wait around for you and enjoy life in his mind. You know, I want to go party with my friends. I want to splurge. You know, I want to drink. I want to get with the women. I want to enjoy life, if you understand what I'm saying. And his Abba said, okay. Right. Okay. And gave him his inheritance. All right, here's going to take this. I got a couple million. Partial of it is your brother's and partial of it is yours. Here, take it. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. I love you, son. Our brother looking around like, oh, no, well, what am I going to say? You know what? Daddy, you soft. You soft, Dad. You soft. You won't let him come get that money already. You and you're gone away. You gave him that. You soft, Daddy. You knew what Daddy knew and understood. If he ain't properly prepared, that world going to eat him up. That world going to teach him. So in the back of Daddy's mind, you won't come back in the real or nothing. Yeah, you coming back. Young man went out there, splurged, got all the friends in the world that money could buy, all the leeches. He looked up. He had no money. He had no friends. And his belly was growling. He was hungry. You know what? I'm going to go ahead down here, and I'm going to work for this farmer in this pig slop. I'm going to be out there cleaning the pig. But you know what? I know pigs that I'm cleaning. I really can't be in there with the pig. I ain't got nothing else. I got to go work with in the pig. If I want to eat, I got to work. Came to a sitting there with the pigs. He said, you know what? I'm going back home. The scripture says that the father saw him afar off, flew to him, ran to him, hugged him, loved him. Welcome home, son. I missed you. You ain't got to be out in that world underneath. In the back of Daddy's mind, that world pull you behind. I knew you'd be back. That world got you. Well, I know it. Hey, boy, you're ugly. When you walked up out there, you had on Gucci. You was fly. Jordan's on your left. You come back, you got on fish head. You're ugly looking. This is what happened. It's behind. But he came to his senses. I'm going to go back to my father's house. The father knew that the world was going to be and hoping and praying that one day my son returned, my daughter returned. That's what happens to us as believers. He ain't going to put no wall up there. He ain't going to put no Malachim in front of you with a two-edged sword. Stop him. Don't let him go. Stop. No, he ain't gonna do that. I tell you, he is mighty one. He give you what you want. Even you say, hey, you know what, that frying pan looks good. I'm gonna pick it up with my hand. You burnt yourself. That's all right. Let me show you what not to do next time. We understand our human nature. We gotta learn. You got to learn the hard way. You got to learn through trials and tribulations. So the scripture says about the Messiah, Yahushua, that he learned through the trials and the tribulations that he went through, the extreme life situation, right? Extreme. And some of us been through some extreme life situations that we have to learn, that we are learning. But he's going to allow us to learn one way or another. So at the end of the day, there will be no one raising up and saying, you know what? I can raise my throne just as high as his. I can do this. I can do this. You know what? Another thought. Listening to this minister. You know, matter of fact, I'm going to tell who he was. Pastor Dow. And I couldn't listen to him because all he talked about was I this, I did that, I did this. And when I said this, didn't this come to pass? When I did this, I saved this person. I did this to this person. I did that. I did this. And I said, my goodness, man, did I ever do anything? What did the Most High do? No, I get it. Saying that sometimes the Lord can speak. Don't have to say, and get to the point where, though, I'm the only one teaching this. We started off, we talked about that a couple weeks ago when Eliyahu ran to the mountain. I'm the only one. 1,000 men who have not been the name. So I'm quite sure he read that. All have read that. Still, it boggles me when Moraes, teachers, say, I'm the only one doing this. It's like, have you ever read that scripture when Abba Yah said, I have 7,000 who have not bent the knee? Have you ever read that? You to believe that you're the only one? They wasn't the only one. Joshua wasn't the only one. Right? The book of Nahum. We got so many books with so many different the best word I could use. Prophets is what they were. Who housed the seed of Yahweh, right? Point blank. That's the best way I could put it. But there's so many different ones. And that they speak sometimes by the permission that Abba Yah gives them to speak by. Because Eliyahu did it. Yay. By my word for 7,000. But every incident, we have to go and we have to look at. Have to look at what was going on in Israel. And when you speak, when you're speaking in that manner, you have to know that it's the will of Yahweh. It cannot be on me. But I believe in what I think and how I feel. And I'm going to do this. I did that. Be that way. When Moshe said about Dathan, right? Ground don't open up if Yahweh don't do a new thing. Look what was happening. These people were coming up against them. Yahweh don't do a new thing. I ain't the prophet. I ain't the one to lead Israel. I have to keep everything in the context of the word. But the many ministers, many pastors who go and say, make me think of Halal, make me think of Satan. And a part of their ministry or a part of their life, they haven't fully given over to Yahweh, still being used by the adversary. Because whenever we say, that's what we're imitating. It burnt me. I did that. I saved you. What? You? Sure did. You tell me he ain't speaking to you. I love about Beth Yahweh. From the day I walked in that door, it was never about the Moray. That Moray never bragged about himself. Never said, I did this. He always gave to Abba Yah. And still till this day, every moray, every morah, gives the honor to Abba Yah. That is a very dangerous thing that ministers do when they give it to themselves. And we got a story in the scripture. Moshe ain't cross over. Give these people, you ain't give Abba the honor. You ain't give him the honor. You did not give Abba Yah the honor. And when Marais do that, they bring detriment on themselves. On themselves. Always give Abba Yah. Always search for the answer from Abba Yah. And that don't mean just yourself, right? That don't mean you get down and you always go. He says, if you want knowledge, go ask my priest. But I'm talking about the Marais. These out here that's posing, proclaiming that they're teaching the word of Yahweh and they're digging up themselves, not giving honor to Abba Yah. It irked me. I did this. I did that. And he had a nerve to say, I did bring salvation to them. What? If I could jump through that, I'm going to bang them in his face. Excuse me, Father. I know. I get a little crazy at times, right? I know y'all don't. That right there, to me, that's a pet peeve. Don't do that. Don't dig yourself up. Don't do that. Give Abba Yah his due. What does scripture say? If I be at death, I draw all men. Not if you lift yourself up. Yahushua said, if you lift me up, I will draw all men to you. I will give men. If you want honor, I will have men honoring you. That. But you first and foremost bet to give me honor. Why do you think we love El Rabbis here at Beth Yahweh? If you ever been here, why do you think we love them? Starting from Gershom Ben Daniel to Yaakov. Because they give Abba honor. I wouldn't even been here if I walked through that door and Rabbi Gershom Ben Daniel been there. I did this, I did that. He never did that. The first time I ever heard a preacher, and you still don't hear preachers now. You don't take my word for it. What? You mean to tell me he wants you to fact check and what they do today? Fact check? Word? Yeah, they'll tell you what it is. Yeah, go look that up. Go. Don't take my word. Go fact check it. Go look it up. See if I'm telling you the truth. Matter of fact, do better than that. Go pray for yourself and ask Abba Yah if I'm telling you the truth or not. Oh man, that's it for me. Brother, and his mind ain't up on a pedestal. He ain't He can't be wrong. Oh my goodness, that's somebody I can follow. And you know what? Believers, unbelievers, they know, hey, I got a whole bunch of faults. Why you think I'm coming up in here? I got a whole bunch of wrong with me. And then he break it down to you and show you his life, give you a lesson of his life, where though he fell short in the thing. Oh, love this brother told me he was sinning. Well, the preachers don't do that. They don't talk like that. They don't put their lives and let you in their lives like that. He did. They do. Their lives and let you in just like that. So I learned to do the same thing. Give Satan no leeway. Although he still comes, that don't stop him from coming. You learn to open up your life. Tell about your shortcomings. You know what? All the Morays here at Beth Yahweh do that. All the Morays do that. Open up their lives and show their shortcomings. Because Yahweh, he didn't want to set up a perfect person and can't relate to the people. You better know how to relate to the people. You can't teach the people you can't relate to them. Well, I'm gonna go say to someone who was an avid drug user, the majority of their life, I don't know. The way I can relate to them because I grew up in a household like that. That's how I can relate to them. You know what though? I got a brother coming. I got Murray coming. He can relate to that person that's out there on drugs and just running. Oh, he can relate. I got another Murray. You know what? He was a drug user. I mean, he's a drug seller. Kingpin. He'd be able to relate to that young man. I got a woman. I got a woman in the congregation. Hey, she's been touched before. She can relate to that. Got a daughter. You know what? I got ones that lost loved ones. They can relate. They can be tangible. They can get down to their level and bring them up. Right? That's what it is. We want to get down to that level. We don't want to stand on no pedestal and big ourselves up. We need to get down to that level. Oh, there you go, man. Yeah, you talking crazy. No, I'm not. Yahushua said, return unto me the glory that I had. That means he came down. That means he left glory, came down here in this garbage can, dumpster with us, called the dumpster, got us about. But he had to get in the dumpster first. He had to get off his pedestal to come down here. And you going to have somebody in the flesh keep talking about I and me and what I did and what who I say. Your honor. The first one to come down in the gutter to put off all holiness down in the gutter. Go and read in the book of Enoch about the glory of Yahushua. And we, as the brother said in the book, as Brother Enoch said, I ain't got the words to describe him. The words to describe Yahushua in his glory. Nothing on this earth that we can say bring about the brilliance or the glory or the beauty of it. Ain't nothing on this earth that we can say compared to it. I'm not the moon, not the star, nothing. He shines brighter than the sun. He shines so bright that the Melchizedek, the angels who was there, couldn't even look upon him. Bless that. Down in the gutter with him. Get that honor. We won't big ourselves up. And he even got to big yourself up in these foolish thoughts that we have about what we want and not seeing what our want, what his will is. You know what, family? We ain't going to make it into this lesson tonight. But we that's all right. We still won't get into next week's lesson. I get into it one day when y'all want me to. I get into it. But how y'all just want to talk? Sometimes it's just good to talk to us. And it's good to hear him talk to us. Because it's not often we in our busy lives can hear him talk to us. You know, especially when you sitting and you listening to Murray and you looking past the Murray, you are hearing past the Murray and you're hearing what God says, y'all. And we all know. We all know sometimes when the Marais up there that their minds are somewhere else at times, but they're still willing to get up there and teach his word. But if there's one thing out of his whole lesson, Abba will give you something. He'll give you something. If you shaman, if you're listening, if you have not tuned them out, you're just sitting there with your mind across the street. Look at how deep it is. You don't understand some of the Hebrew or the Hebrew language that's being spoken. If you ever tune into any lesson, and Abiyah, you know Abiyah got it, you did, or you can't, you'll get something out of it, even if it's one word. And Abiyah, I take that one thing and he'll build on it. For you. And he does that for each and every individual that's there. That's if we're tuning in, if we're paying attention to what is being read. If the brother started off reading this Genesis, the first chapter, he'll get something out of it. Again, like he said last week, his word is alive. It's alive. And it attaches itself to him. Right, because we all walk around with the Spirit of Yahweh in us. We're supposed to be. So the Spirit of Yahweh loves his word. Hey, I try to tell you something. When you be in a bad mood, turn on the lesson. Whatever that mood is, got to go, because the Spirit of Yahweh going to lift it up. When I say my flesh was so tired last week, but I didn't even get to go right to sleep last week. After I got off, I wasn't that tired because the Spirit of Yahweh rejuvenated this flesh. And after this flesh was tired. But when I prayed and asked Abba to rejuvenate and remove me, and he came through in his word, ooh, it was like I was a crackhead. That's the best way I can describe it. I took some adrenaline. I had an adrenaline rush. I'm like, man, I need to calm down because I know I'm tired. But after the lesson, scriptures were still running in my mind. Still running. But the flesh, it ain't willing. Flesh is weak. But it's Yahweh's spirit that the scripture says that quickens. Right? That quickens. That revives. This old broke down thing we big up so much. This flesh. This old piece of dirt. Yeah, I remember Rabbi Yaakov teaching that. You know, about this old dirt that we try to big up so much. Because again, are we in biblical times? It's not always at the forefront of our mind. It just shows how attached we are to this world. We are attached to this world. We are. And it ain't no thing to look down on. It's just something that we have to continue to put off. Continue to come out of her, my people. And some of us, we came a long way, and we still got a long way to go. Still got a long way to go. It ain't given to the swift, this race. Is given to those who endure to the end. It's an endurance that we have to do. Like and that's why we go through these things, right? Because we're building up endurance. That faith, the faith is endurance. Remove the word endurance and put faith there. We're building that up so we can endure to the end. So whatever come our way won't knock us down and keep us down. And listen, I didn't say that it ain't going to knock us down, and we're going to say that. It won't knock us down and keep us down. And sometimes it may keep us down for a while. But like the prodigal son, we get back up. Though a just man falleth 7 times, I will uphold him. Because he's that perfect corner man, whispering for those who love boxing. Get up, get up, get up. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. Tell him, no, get up. You can do it. Get up. Okay, now you just stretched it right there. No, that's scripture. All right, let's give another thing. Yahushua was in a garden. He was in there praying. Just before he's going to get crucified. He is praying, this brother praying, and the scripture said he praying so hard. He's sweating so hard that it was like big, thick, thick clogs of blood running down, right? So this he know and understand what he's about to go through. He's on his knees. He's praying. Scripture said it was so blood. He's sweating so bad. We didn't sweat it before. but it had to be like 10 times more for it to be thick. Like, you ain't never feel no thick sweat. That's how the scripture describes it. Down on the knees. Away from me, Abba. My will. Thy will be done, Abba. And as a little strength came about up, his corner man jumped down there. Abba's house and go down there. The scripture said, then, and the angels came down and they ministered to him. Corner man got him up. Got on that tree. And he died for all of us. He took that pain. Every one of us. The will of Yahweh, first and foremost. And that strengthened them. You know what, fam, I'm going to end with that thought, because I believe that's the most important thought right there. That it strengthened Yahushua, and he got up on that tree and he died for our sins. He died for our sins. Shalom, family. I'm sorry that we didn't get a chance to go through the lesson tonight. But I'm beyond you. He used me. He used me. He said, you know, I'm going to talk to my kids. So I'm going to talk. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to the only. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Something with us, Abba. Thank you, Father, for your teaching, Abba. Thank you for your words, Father. Thank you for your words of comfort, Father. Thank you for your words of encouragement, Abba. Yah. Thank you for just being you, Father, for just sitting on your throne and looking down, Father. Thank you for sending your son down for dying for each and every soul that's on this planet, Father. And I can make it personal, but thank you for dying for me, Father. Thank you for dying for the Marines of Beth Yahweh. Thank you for dying for the Emus of Beth Yahweh. Thank you for dying for Ox of Beth Yahweh, for the Yaladim, Father, of Beth Yahweh. Thank you for the Zakin, Father. And if I miss anybody, Father, thank you for laying down and sending down your son, Yahushua, for our sins, Father. We ask that you forgive us for our sins, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. We ask that you continue to keep us, Father, in this day of your holiness, Father, that when we see each other tomorrow and the moray tomorrow, Father, that you come to them like a mighty wind, Father, that you continue to talk to us, Father, through your moray, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, we pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abiyah.
Paradise. Come go with me. calling out to me. I've heard your every prayer.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And I loved you, but you're doubting that I am even there.
Listen close to me, I am what you need. I will guarantee
fresh water to you who thirst.
Yeah. Take me by the hand, I will be your help. I can never fail.
I was real to you once before. Let me be real once again.
Come go with me.
Come go with me.
Ooh.
I am what you've been looking for.
Come
on and go with me.
Ooh.
I'm not at all what you used to, but I'm so much more. It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me. And I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done. By the power of his blood, I know it's mine. It belongs to me. It belongs to me. Healing belongs to me. And I have everything that makes my healing complete. It doesn't matter how I feel. When his stripes, it's a call.